Stephen, before we talk about the match itself, I want you to talk to me about the build-up. I do be talking to you quite often, on and off, and we always talk about this National League, the FAI National League. I'm sure the week lead up to this, I'm sure you're so excited. Maybe slightly nervous.
I wouldn't say there was too many nerves now, to be fair. As you said, it was a lot of excitement, and I'm still building here because we have our first home game coming up this Saturday. So it'll be a historic day for the club to host a National League game at home. So yeah, we're looking forward to that there now. We just have to, I suppose, dust ourselves off a wee bit from yesterday. But that's football.
We're going to talk about next weekend in just a second, Stephen, but I would go on, going by reports, flattering result for Salt Hill in the end up, because in terms of your performance, Salt Hill probably didn't deserve to win 4-1. Am I right?
No, yeah, that's it. But look, at this level, that's just, you switch off for a wee second. Like, they had a very dubious penalty to make it 1-1 again. It's not sour grapes. That's what the video shows. Keith won the ball, and the striker fell, and the linesman said it wasn't a penalty. Their bench said it wasn't a penalty, but unfortunately the referee said it was. And then we had one turned down, given a free kick in the edge of the box, and when you watch it back, he's a yard inside the box when he's fouled. But again, we hold our hands up. At the end of the day, they got the 3 points. We missed a penalty as well to go 2-2, which could have probably swung the momentum a bit our way. And then we had all our subs made by the 82nd minute, and the 84th minute, Adam McCaffrey got a nasty one, and he had to come off. So we had 10 men then, just seeing out the game, and a 94th and a 96th minute goal just shows it up. And so it makes it's a damning result, like 4-1, but like as you say, it's not a reflection on the game itself, but that's the scoreline at the end of the day. So we just have to deal with it.
Would it be correct in saying, Stephen, lots of positivities that you can, lots of heart that you can take in now to the next match, Mayo, home, and Letterkenny?
Yeah, that's, look, I will be looking forward to that there now. We have a good week to dust ourselves off and go at it again on Tuesday night of training, and the boys are all doing stuff outside that as well, so we're looking after ourselves. The fitness is good. And yeah, we'll be getting ready for Mayo now on Saturday and making it a massive day in Lakeview Park, and hopefully get a massive crowd down for the special occasion.
How satisfied is Stephen McConnell in terms of the squad that he has at the moment, in terms of depth, quantity and quality?
Yeah, very. As I said, I've said to you before, that we lost BJ Banda, Lee McMonagall and Simon McGlynn. That's our firepower, that's our goals. But we have signed well, we have 7 great signings in, and every one of them's adapted well in pre-season and give a good account of themselves. So it's just, yeah, they're gelling them well, so I'm very happy with. You wouldn't rule out, you'll always kind of look at, you're now 25 in the squad, we have 20 signed, because at the end of the day it's a truncated season, so I don't think we need that big of a squad. We'll get by with what we have, but you'll always be looking for one or two if it become available, for sure.
Stephen, obviously one of the main sides in Donegal over the last number of years, but you're not new to national football because you played in the FAI Junior Cup, FAI Intermediate Cup. Is this a step up again, Stephen, in terms of you looking at the teams now and 10 fixtures, 9 remaining? Is this a step up from the national cups that you would have played in recent seasons?
Yeah, definitely. Like, when you go into the later rounds of that, I suppose you would be playing clubs similar to that level, but like, Salt Hill were once a League of Ireland club, and the facilities are top notch. They have 3 pitches and a couple of astroturfs, and every pitch is pristine condition, and they have a massive clubhouse. And yeah, look, that's kind of the caliber of teams you want to be playing every week. So no, it's definitely a step up in terms of what you're used to playing against and stuff, but that's why the game yesterday, we switched off for a few seconds and it's a 4-1 game, and there's just no, so you can't really switch off at this level. So yeah, we're happy to be a part of it, and I believe we'll give a good account of ourselves despite the result yesterday. We'll go at it again, and I've no doubt we'll do well.
On a final note, Stephen McConnell, you're obviously a postman by trade. You are delivering the goods off the field, and you'll be hoping to deliver the goods on the field over the next 9 weeks.
Fingers crossed, yeah. That's what we hope to do, and I believe we'll do it.